Okay. Date is April 25th, 2021. Interviewer is Aaron Krebsbach. Interviewee is Joe. We are in a retail environment. And the subject is COVID-19, both personally as well as retail. So first, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Everything's great.
All right. And then how do you think your experiences in the pandemic has differed from others?
Personally, being a working for a retailer who is considered somebody who we had to be open, as opposed to some other retailers got shut down, it was a blessing for, you know, it was a benefit for me because I was able to keep working. A lot of other people were not able to keep working, but because we were deemed by the government that we could stay open, that was huge. We didn't feel the, or I personally and all my peers did not, at the same retail location, did not feel an impact fiscally, any type of problems with meeting obligations as far as like mortgages or putting food on the table, any of those things was not a problem. So that differed from a lot of other people that way, personally, and then at work as well, having a job. So.
Okay. So with masks being heavily politicized and everything, where do you come down on wearing a mask, either with your job or personally?
Personally, I'm fine with wearing a mask. I believe the science has been pretty accurate that masks are effective in preventing or at least limiting the transmission of COVID-19. Also, the retailer that I work with has over time, not initially, but over time, they decided that mandate masks for customers and then for employees as well. And the fact that at our particular retail location, we have not had a case of COVID-19 transmission internally in the building from one employee to another because we mask all the time. So I believe that the effectiveness of that alone demonstrates that the masks are well worth wearing.
Okay. How has the pandemic altered plans for you personally, either in your personal life or things you plan at work or?
Personally, it's the fact that travel has been eliminated and entertainment has been eliminated has really, that's been probably the most disappointing part of the pandemic. The fact that you're not able to go out and spend money on any type of entertainment for the most part until recently has been challenging. Me and my family, we like to go out and go to sporting events, movies, and just doing general activities, going to restaurants, and we have limited that, not completely, but pretty much limited most of that entertainment. The boon to us, though, at work, is the fact that because other people across the world are not able to do these things as well, they've been spending more money at retailers who are open because they can't do the other things, or they are limited in doing the other things. So our retailer sales have been phenomenal during this time. And so again, fiscally, it's been a boon to the company and to myself.
Are there any major events that you personally have been looking forward to that you missed or?
Yes. So I will be going out to visit relatives that haven't seen in over a year. My parents, my spouse's parents. So we'll be visiting them. They all live out of state. And so now, with the fact that the pandemic is starting to wind down, plus all the vaccination that's occurring, we will feel now comfortable going on a plane and visiting them, and the fact that they've also, all of our parents have been vaccinated. feel safe doing that.
Okay. What's frustrated you the most about the pandemic?
Probably the politicization of it on both sides. The fact that we're taking sides on whether mask wearing is appropriate or not, instead of just presenting the science, letting private businesses make their decisions based on that science, and then letting individuals make their decisions based on that science. And then accepting that. If people choose to wear masks, great. You know, there are retailers that have mask mandates, and they can go to those retailers, and they can do things with people that wear masks. If they choose not to, then that's fine. There are plenty of places that don't mandate masks, where they can certainly go to those places. So I just don't like the politicization, the fact that we're taking sides on it. We're a country of choices and country of freedom, and you know, you can have a choice to, you know, go here and do this. You can have a choice not to, and we shouldn't be forcing people to wear masks, even though I choose to wear a mask, and I think it's a good idea. If people choose not to, that's their choice, but then they have to understand that they're going to be limited by private businesses who say they have to wear a mask. They have to accept that. That's probably been the number one thing that's bothered me about the whole pandemic, is that. And then same thing with the politicization of vaccines. If people choose not to get a vaccine, that's their choice. I would think that people who are more vulnerable would be the ones who would hopefully be wise enough and smart enough to get a vaccine. But again, we've never mandated vaccines or forced vaccines in the past. I don't see why we should do this now. But I would hope people understand that the people who are vulnerable, those are the ones who probably should get a vaccine. Also, if it comes down to it, I think schools have just as we've done in the past, schools have a right to say, because of gathering of people together, that if you want to come to this school, you need to get a vaccine, or you need to provide a religious exemption. So I don't think anything should change the way we've presented any type of vaccine in the past. It should stay the same. So those are probably the thing that bothers me the most, is the politicization of both those issues.
Okay. So with the vaccine, does your retailer encourage getting the vaccine, require it?
Nope. There's no requirement, no encouragement. It's strictly your decision. It's not even really discussed. So it's very much a personal decision.
All right. So what do you hope changes once the pandemic is over? What do you hope remains the same, personally or in a retail environment?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
What do you hope changes once the pandemic is over, and what do you hope kind of remains the same for you personally as well as in a retail environment?
Oh, I hope the mask wearing goes away. I hate it. I hate it. I'm sick of it. I understand the purpose it serves. And And I know it's just one situation, but the fact that it seems to be very effective in our workplace with the transmission proves the effectiveness, I think, of mask wearing. But at the same time, once we've gotten to a point where it isn't really necessary anymore, I'm very much looking forward to that. That's probably the biggest thing. As a worker and personally, that it's like I just would love to get rid of these things, because to me that's the biggest change I would like to, or thing I'd like to go back to. If there's anything I'd like to keep, not really. I just like to go back to the old way. I think everything was fine. I think it's no different than any other type of epidemic we've had, whether it was the 1918 epidemic or polio, something that we went through, and we just came out on the other side and went back to the way we used to live. And I think that's what all Americans want, all people of the world want.
Do you ever think it will return to what the status quo was, or?
I hope. There's no guarantees, unfortunately, because this is being politicized. And that's sad, because of the fact that I think in the past, when we've had such epidemics like this, they weren't. I'm not a student of history, but I have looked at these both these epidemics, and that's probably one of the other things that that people probably, like myself, never did. We never really thought about these old epidemics, but now when this one popped up, my curiosity rose, so I've looked into and I've done a little bit of research on what happened during the 1918 epidemic and on what happened in the polio epidemic. And so, in those cases, we were able to return to normal. It was considered a national health emergency, not, a one side or the other feeling like it is or it isn't. Nobody was debating it. It was a national emergency. They did maybe debate wearing masks or doing other things, whether we should get vaccines, but it was considered a national emergency. There was no conspiracy theories at that time. People feeling other people were doing wrong things the way we approached as governments. States made their choices, and, everybody lived by what the states decided in the past. So I would hope that, we would go back to the way it was. So we'll see.
Okay. So what did you wish that someone had done differently, either the retailer you work for or politically or something like
politically,
that?
I really wish that our president hadn't been so anti-mask, because I believe he was anti-mask wearing, and I wish he hadn't been that way. Not necessarily that he had to wear a mask, but it should have been like, hey, it's your choice. I choose not to wear one, but I respect people who do. So I think it would have been more open-ended that way. And then I also think that I wish when he had, this is President Trump I'm speaking of, and then I wish President Trump, when he had left, had really encouraged how he was behind Operation Warp Speed in the development of the vaccine, and that he was behind this vaccine, people getting it. Because if you look at it historically, he was really driving that, him and Vice President Pence. And then that kind of got forgotten after the election, and it became, oh no, it's the Democratic side that's in favor of the vaccines. Well, no, actually, if you look at it, the administration at the time, they were really pushing for the vaccines as well. And I think that's been forgotten.
Okay. But what about the retailer you work for? Is there anything you wish they had done different, or?
Not really. I think that with all retailers, I think they've made their decisions, and it's been in the interests of their employees and the interests of their customers. And I think that's ultimately what any business does, is you make decisions based on those two things. And I think maybe some retailers or some companies have varied, but for the most part, the decisions they made hopefully have been both those, keeping those interests in mind, employees and customers. And I think they have.
Okay. So how has customer interaction changed during the pandemic for you working in retail?
Not really. I mean, for me personally, it really hasn't. People are still come in, and if they want help, they ask for help. If they don't want help from an employee, they don't ask for help. They get what they need and they buy their product. So I don't think the interactions change other than the fact that we're wearing masks. That's about it.
Okay. So if you could go back to March of 2020, what would you tell yourself, either for something personal, for something with work, or?
That this is going to last a lot longer than we think. I think all of us, for sure me, in 2020 thought, oh, we'll be done with this quick. It's not going to last that long. We'll get through this. We'll get to a situation where the spread will slow down or eventually stop, and we'll be fine. We'll come up. I guess my mind, probably the biggest thing I thought was going to happen, and I don't know about other people or companies or governments, but I thought we would come up with some treatments fairly quickly that were effective, similar to how we have treatments for the flu, that we would have treatments that would minimize the effect of COVID-19. And I was hopeful that would happen. but that didn't. So, I mean, in my mind, I guess that would be the one thing I would, if I could tell myself, I'd say, this is going to be a little bit longer than what we think is going to happen. So,
okay.
I think most people thought we'd be done with this. Again, like I said, I don't think there was hope that there'd be a vaccine, but I think that my thought, and I think other people thought, we'd come up with some treatments so that we wouldn't have people dying from this, but it would minimize it to maybe, you know, hospitalizations, or even just, you know, get through this without even having to go to the hospital, but we wouldn't see the many number of deaths we saw over the winter.
Okay. So, working for a retailer, what are some of the steps they've taken for to help fight the pandemic, other than mask wearing? I do believe we've covered that pretty well.
Yeah. So some of the other things that retailers have done is plexiglass dividers keep employees from customers so that they're both individuals are protected. That's been a big thing, is plexiglass shields, and then sanitizing. Probably those are the two big things I've seen that when you go into any retail establishment or any business, you're seeing people making sure that any type of touch place, shopping carts, pin pads were for transactions, registers, all, you know, counters, everything's being sanitized. And then, like I said, dividers are the other big thing, plexiglass dividers to keep people from, so that they can remain closer. And then, oh, one last thing would be socially distanced markers. Any place you go, you see social distance markers on the floor, on the walls, trying to keep people 6 feet apart to hopefully prevent the transmission of COVID-19.
Okay. Do you feel that's helped, or?
Initially, I think it did. Personally, I think the science is starting to show that transmission by touch is not the way COVID-19 is spread as much as by particles, air particles being breathed out and breathed in by people. I think that's becoming more and more obvious that that's where you're seeing the transmission occurring, and I don't think you're seeing it as much from touch, surface touch. So, but to a point, most retailers seem to be being very smart about this and still continue to keep up those cleansing, the cleaning and the sanitizing, just in case it is an issue.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier how it was kind of a boon for the retailer you worked for.
Mm-hmm.
Has there any, with early pandemic,
mm-hmm.
were there any major sale things that were canceled that would have affected it negatively? Anything like
that?
Oh
yeah, I think and that went in through the whole pandemic. Most retailers have been very smart to try to keep big sales from occurring that could cause large groups of customers in a retail establishment at one time. So most, and, you know, the place I work and then other retailers, they've made sure that they've minimize the amount of sales and advertising to try and keep customers in coming in at regular times, spread out throughout sales, rather than you need to come in here now because we, for instance, a good example would be the retail terminology doorbuster, where you want to get in a large amount of people at one time. Those pretty much went away throughout the pandemic, where you weren't seeing doorbuster sales. Where it's like, get in right now, first 100 people to get in, get this. We've got this big sale, limited quantities. They've almost all retailers you've seen, including the one I work for, has gotten rid of those things to try and make sure that we don't have large quantities of large amounts of customers coming in at one time.
Okay. So, and one of the biggest sales that normally happens every year being Black Friday, how do you feel that was handled with your retailer or with other retailers?
Oh, I think our retailer and other retailers did the right thing. They spread it out amongst the month of November. Sales were run throughout the entire Christmas selling season, so there wasn't one big sale. There were a few retailers that did run some sales as far as like Black Friday, but a couple things they did, not so much our retailer, was they put in a lot of online purchases, so you could buy it online first before you would buy it in the store. So they'd run the stuff online early to get people to buy it that way rather than running into the store. But then they would make it available later on at the store as well. And then they would spread it out through, like I said, throughout the selling season, or even that Black Friday weekend, they were spreading out sales so that they wouldn't be one big sale doorbusters, but you'd come in maybe and there'd be a few things on this Friday and a few things on Saturday and a few things on Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay. All right. So is there anything that I did not ask about that you feel you need to share or anything like that?
I guess I would just, the one thing we would have to keep in mind is hopefully that, and this is not related to a retail environment, but in general a work environment, and specifically healthcare providers, I would hope that we would as a country be more prepared for this by having stockpiles of any type of PPE. As a retailer, and the one thing you didn't talk about is a lot of retailers expanded into carrying PPE, gas stations, grocery stores, everybody was carrying PPE because it became such a necessity during this pandemic. So that was one thing that we didn't initially have all that when it started. So there were people coming in buying this stuff and trying to hoard it and sell it online. They would buy it from retailers and then they would sell it online. That wasn't a good thing. I think if we had been, as a company, the government had set aside in their national stockpile, and we also had access to these things initially before the pandemic, we would have been better prepared. Then we wouldn't have had that big onrush where we were short, and then we were having to buy all this stuff up at once. The other thing would be is that I would hope, as a country, we'd be smart enough to, for our own security, national security, we'd be smart enough to have a lot of domestic suppliers ready to go for this. So we aren't relying on international suppliers who may then turn around and say, no, we're not going to sell to you because you're a U.S. company and we're going to keep it for our own country. So I would think it would be smart for us as a national security to make sure that we have domestic suppliers for this stuff ready to go. So just something I wouldn't want to add to it.
Alrighty.
That's all I have.
All right, well, that should conclude it. Thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.